to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and it really is going to be a great day. Let the Lord do what He wants to do in your life today and allow yourself to draw near to God. Here's how we look at that. Through Psalm 73, verse 28, we find these words. It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. So in other words, the psalmist is saying, it's good when I have a desire, my heart's desire to draw near to God, and then I act on that desire. Because I have put my trust in Him, that I might declare all of His works as being righteous and good and holy in my life, which means I surrender the fact that my works are probably not good, but His always are. We live in an evil world. I mean, it doesn't take long to look around and see all the things that are just a mess. I mean, the times these days, they just seem to be overwhelming, and I don't think those are just the words of an old man. I think that's true of kids and students and families across the world. I mean, the glory of God seems to have departed from the church as the fiery cloud once lifted from the door of the temple in the sight of Ezekiel, a prophet. The God of Abraham seems to have withdrawn His conscious presence from us, and another God who our fathers knew not is making Himself at home among us. This God we have made, and because we've made Him, we can understand Him. Because we have created Him, we can never surprise us, never overwhelm us, never astonish us, or transcend us. I fear that the God we've made is all rooted in pride. We've kind of made ourselves little g gods. We can do it on our own. We're self-made people. What I want is mine. I have my rights. The glory of God sometimes revealed Himself like a sun to warm and to bless, but often to astonish. I mean, the stories of God come with Him overwhelming us, and at times we can see blind being healed and finding permanent sight, even when that blindness is spiritual, when that blindness is driven by rage or pride or anxiety. Well, this God of our fathers wills to be the God of the rest of us today. We have only to prepare Him a habitation in love and faith and humility in our heart that He might resume sitting on the throne of our soul. We've only to want Him badly enough, and He'll come and manifest and show Himself to us. Friend, today, I think we ought to prepare room in our life, in this habitation we call humanity, for the true glory of God to show. We could literally have this overwhelming desire for Him to reappear in our life, believing we will find Him when we seek Him. Let our prayer today be, Lord, I seek Your true self this day, and I urge You, Lord, I urge You with all that I am to show Yourself, believing that You will. Friend, today, trust that the Lord Himself wants to do a work in your life and draw you close to Him so that you can hear His voice, know His voice, and act on His will for your life. Because in that measure of surrender, we find great and wondrous peace. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.